From the University of Alaska at College, this is your university with your host, Steve Sherman.
Scientists from the University of Alaska's Geophysical Institute will stain the sky this spring with a series of rocket launch experiments designed to help them explore the upper atmosphere and the little-known electric field that caps both poles. Producing aurora-like displays by injecting small quantities of barium into the upper atmosphere will enable university scientists to measure the effects of high-altitude winds as well as the shifting electric field. The resulting luminous red and green clouds will be visible all over interior Alaska. Three-stage rockets will be used to launch the research packages from a newly constructed facility at Poker Flats, 25 miles north of Fairbanks. Here to explain the research project to us is Dr. Teal Neal Davis, Assistant Director of the Geophysical Institute. Dr. Davis, what brought about the university's rocket range?
Several of us at the Geophysical Institute have been interested for some years in getting a rocket facility here at the auroral zone at this particular latitude. Then, about 3 years ago, NASA gave us some money to do a small feasibility study to really look into the possibility of the range and to do preliminary work. Then, just this summer, the Defense Atomic Support Agency learned of our efforts and had interest in coming to an auroral zone location to do these barium release experiments. And so that's the story of how it all began.
Doctor, how will the barium actually stain the sky?
The rockets will carry small canisters of barium and copper oxide, which will be reacted at altitude to form a neutral and an ionized cloud. The neutral cloud will be green, and the ionized cloud will be a purplish color. The neutral cloud will then drift with the winds. The upper atmosphere is essentially neutral. And then the ion cloud would normally be constrained to stay in one location by the geomagnetic field, but if there are electric fields present, then the ion cloud will drift, and the motion and speed of the drift will indicate to us then the electric fields that exist.
Mm-hmm. How many rockets do you actually plan to launch?
There will be at least five of the barium release rockets and possibly six. Then in addition, we may be transferring some of our own rockets that were planned to go at Fort Churchill in Canada over to this range. There may be all the way from two to six of the University of Alaska rockets.
Are there rockets going to be used for other research programs in the future?
Yes, we would anticipate that the range will probably have continued usage from now on. Most of the work will undoubtedly be centered on the auroral phenomena that exist here.
When exactly will the first rocket be launched, Doctor?
The opening date now is March 6. That is this first date that we can actually fire when the moon conditions will be right. Since we are planning, we do want to do a spring launch. The launch has to go into twilight also, so that determines the time of the year. The launching should extend from March 6th, possibly through the whole of the month of March.
And how exactly will you disseminate your findings?
These will all be published in the open literature.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Dr. Davis. Our guest has been Dr. Teal Neal Davis, Assistant Director of the Geophysical Institute at the University of Alaska. I'm Steve Sherman.
This Is Your University is a weekly recorded program produced by the University of Alaska Department of News Service and radio station KUAC-FM. It's been brought to you by this station as a public service. This is the University of Alaska Broadcasting Service.